Happy Independence Day, America. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Deputy Devin Mason will be eulogized Tuesday at Sierra Gorda Baptist Church. The Darlington County officer died in the line of duty Tuesday. He was a native of Evergreen. The suspect's mother is now facing charges in the case. We have much more on this story on our website. Independence Day celebrations are underway across our county, even into tomorrow. The Veterans Memorial Park will have Freedom Fest from 9 until 2. There'll be a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and lots of fun for the kids. Fair Bluff is going to host the Red, White, and Blue Party on the Riverwalk. The first Saturday market will be open as usual. You can also order a boxed lunch from A Sweet Discovery. You can either do it via the Chamber of Commerce website or in person in the morning for pickup at lunchtime. The fishing tournament is from 8 until 11:45 with weigh-in and awards at the stage at noon. The Austin Watts family of Hallsboro is hosting their Independence Day celebration tomorrow at 3 p.m. Chadburn is going to have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chadburn event field. We have a full list of Independence Day activities on our website. Today is North Carolina's Free Fishing Day. All seasons, regulations, and creel limits apply, but no fishing license is required in state waters for July 4th. It's a perfect opportunity to introduce a new angler to the sport. The weather is perfect for July 4th today. Might be a little warm, but it's still lovely out there, but things could be getting tricky starting tomorrow night. Heavy rains are expected to move in Saturday night into Sunday as a weak low pressure system forms off the coast. Officials are also watching for the potential for tropical development off the Florida coast. There's a 60% chance of something happening with that early next week. Our meteorologist, Christopher Cawley, has a whole rundown on what to expect. The Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina will host two pop-up markets this month. One of them is going to be Monday. That's going to be at Sierra Gorda Baptist Church from 9 to 11 a.m. They'll be at Jerusalem Chapel in Chadburn on July 19th from 9 to 11. There are no ID or financial requirements. Please bring your own bags and boxes. The First Responder Basketball Tournament hosted by the Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be on July 12th at noon at West Columbus High School. Admission is $5 per person. All proceeds go to Families First to help support victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Teams include the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, City of Whiteville Fire Department, Brunswick Volunteer Fire Department, Bladen County Sheriff's Office, and the Brunswick Sheriff's Office. The Columbus County Library will host a blood drive on July 16th from 10 until 3. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can also sign up for an appointment by visiting www.redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. And remember, folks, Independence Day is not about cookouts, fireworks, and baseball. We need to enjoy all those things and enjoy this day, but remember and honor those who took giant steps to give us this free country, as well as those who fought on the physical, political, and social battlefields of the past 249 years to help keep us free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.